Well, it's the first Tuesday of the month. And that means, is that right? Is that the first Tuesday? It is. And that means that we welcome in Hannah Nelson from the Dyersville Area Chamber of Commerce to talk about all the things that are going on in the beautiful community of Dyer. Hannah, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
It is a beautiful day outside, and you just feel spring, you know.
Yeah, for sure. It's so nice.
So have you been able to get any yard work done?
Well, we just got a new puppy. So we're outside a lot of potty training. Yep. So we've had our fair share of outside time.
That's okay. Well, there's a lot of things happening in the Dyersville Area Chamber of Commerce. I mean, all through the year, but it just seems that springtime, it just kind of picks up the pace. And I know one of the annual events that comes in each and every year is the women's event.
Yes, Women's Night Out. It's coming up April 22nd here. And you know, your last day to get your tickets is tomorrow.
Come
see me in the chamber office and pick out your seat and get your tickets. General admission is $35 and VIP is $40.
And the advantage of the VIP is you can get in just a little bit early.
Yep, 30 minutes early. You're the first one with your little goodie bags. You're the first ones to all the vendors. We have 20 amazing vendors lined up for this year. And you get to chat with all of them, find your seat, you know, be the first in line for food. And
what's being served today, this year?
I believe a pot roast.
Ooh, can't go wrong.
J&D Catering, you can never go wrong.
Can't go wrong with that. Along with the night out and the vendors and the presentation is also the honoring of those women in the communities that have a standout. The Woman of the Year. And how many different nominees do we have this year?
We have 7 amazing nominees. And honestly, reading the bios that the nominators wrote about them, it just touches your heart and you just feel so grateful that we have them in our community.
And who are they?
Yeah, so here we go. Buckle up. There's 7. So we've got Helen Fortman, Elizabeth Marner, Trisha Myers, Sarah Goldsmith, Darlene Frazier, Heather Clausen, and Monique Butcher.
Now, of course, the winner will be announced as a part of the event, but just being recognized, I know for a lot of these women, just being recognized for their contributions means everything.
When I made the phone call to tell them that they got nominated, a lot of them just couldn't believe it. All of them couldn't believe it. They all felt so grateful, and they were like, I don't know. How am I even eligible for this? And we're like, well, you do amazing things, community. And they just see it as being who they are. They don't see it as anything more than just day-to-day life. And that's what we recognize. And that's what we're so proud to have in our community.
Well, again, Dyersville is a hopping community. And why not help celebrate the women by getting tickets to Women's Night Out? But you got to get them by tomorrow. So
yeah, come see me.
So, you know, the official route came out last Friday. For Ragbrai. Now, we knew you were an overnight stop, but now we know all the towns and everything that's going in between. But there's a lot of play. Have you ever been in a community that's hosted an overnight stay at Ragbrai?
I have not, but I've had family that been in it, and so I've gone to support them, but other than being there to support them, I think it was the end 1 year, I have not. So I'm prepared for this craziness. It'll be fun.
Well, prepared, I mean, to embrace for impact kind of thing,
right?
But there's a lot of planning that needs to go on between now and July.
Oh, absolutely.
And one of the first early meetings is coming up here pretty quick.
Yeah, our first community Dyersville Ragbrai meeting is April 28th at 6 p.m., and that's at the Dyersville Social Center. So we're going to be talking about everything you may want to know for when Ragbrai rolls into town July 24th, whether it's what hosting looks like or what Legacy Square is going to look like for our main entertainment and our vendors. And we are looking for hosts and volunteers because, like you said, you know, you can't put on this big of an event without your community, and it takes a village. And we are so fortunate that Dyersville has this opportunity to show face and show Iowa what we're made of and beyond Iowa, honestly.
But let's be honest. That's event number 3. Okay. Not to count the vendors, the summer farmers markets, which are always great, not to count the celebrations that go on, just the baseball events of the weekend there. Let's talk about, I mean, you've got major concert coming in.
Yep.
You've got Major League Baseball.
They're coming back.
And now Ragbri on top of it. Dyersville is going to be literally, you're going to bounce from one to the next to the next.
It's a hop in town. Yeah.
But
keep you on your toes. Never a dull moment in Dyersville. If you're bored, come to Dyersville.
Indeed. And even if you're not in the middle of a festival or activities, there's a lot of things to do and be a part of. Of course, the Dyersville Area Chamber of Commerce is open not only to businesses in Dyersville, but the surrounding area.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's advantageous if you're an entrepreneur, a business person, even a community member, to be a part of the Dyersville Area Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely. Our job is just to put all of our businesses first and to represent them the best that we can and get them connected, get them talking together, because it does take a village. It takes a village to put on Ragbri. It takes a village to put on Women's Night. It takes a village just to own a business and operate it as a small business entrepreneur. And that's what the Dyersville Chamber is all about. We want to connect those people. We want to get those ideas flowing. We want to get those new people and integrated in the community and be proud of where they live.
Indeed. And if you want to learn more, stop by their offices, visit their Facebook page. Meantime, you've got training to do. I mean, because you got to make sure you got the right cowboy boots for two-stepping.
Right.
You've got to make sure that your swing is down pat. So you might have to visit the movie site and have some instruction for getting the batting cage. And then, you know, how's your biking skills?
You know, I'm a little rusty, but hey, July 24th is coming and we're having great spring summer weather.
Indeed, and we are glad to be able to shine the spotlight on such a wonderful community. Dyersville Area Chamber of Commerce, our guest of the day here on KMCH.